Brigadier Bill Sowry, welcome yet again to SBS Punjabi program. And this time we have more news to give to our listeners. But first of all, it's great to speak to you now that you're in Australia.
Thanks very much, Manpreet. It's great to be back home, but great to be back on SBS as well.
Well, our listeners remember the Puff Challenge, which you did for Fateh. Since then, a few things have happened. You were in London back then, so you're now in Australia, and you've even retired from the army.
Yes, I got back to Australia in January, retired from the army in April, and now whilst I'm in between jobs, so to speak, and looking out to what I'm going to do next, I've decided to take on another Puff Challenge, this time for the Fred Hollows Foundation.
Wow, so you want to keep puffing and puffing. All right, so tell us more about, because Fred Hollows is very, very well known for the eye surgeries and the cataract and those kind of operations that are done in the Indian subcontinent. So tell us a little bit more about what exactly you've planned.
Well, I must admit that I'm not terribly imaginative, so I'm reprising what I did in 2014 and doing 4 push-ups for every kilometre of the Tour de France by day. So I've just come back about 40 minutes ago from having done just 900 push-ups to cover the kilometres that were done on the Tour de France today. And I'll continue to do that until the 24th of July. So I think just a bit over 14,000 push-ups in total, and I'm hoping to raise $14,000, which because $25 is enough to restore the sight in a person who's lost it, that's 560 eyes. So that's my target. Mm. If we can reach $1 for every push-up, then we'll have a great outcome.
Now, apart from the fact that Fred Hollows' name begins with F and it neatly fitted into the Puff Challenge, what is it that really, really inspired you about the organisation?
Well, I've admired the Fred Hollows Foundation for many, many years as an organisation that just does a pure good. Being a soldier, I've worked in many challenged parts of the world and have seen, you know, those countries that have limited access to medical and people who, cook off wood fires, often suffer from eye disease, which is entirely avoidable. 4 out of 5 cases of blindness in the developing world are avoidable, and they're the ones that are targeted by Fred, whether it's cataracts or trachoma or diabetes-related ones that, this simple $25 treatment or a treatment of antibiotics is enough to restore sight. And in those parts of the world, that means that a child can go to school, that they can live a full and productive life, that they can contribute, and they're independent, which is the greatest gift that anybody can have.
Very worthy cause indeed. Now, if I just take you back in time, 2 years ago, you were doing the Puff Challenge for Fateh.
Yeah.
Where did that end up at? How much did you end up raising, and what exactly did that do for Fateh?
Well, we raised in UK money about £50,000. Mm. Part of that has been used to bring Fateh out to the Royal Melbourne Hospital in Victoria. He had a number of weeks of rehabilitation treatment there. He's returned back to India, to Chandigarh, as a much more independent young man, and has commenced his university course doing law. Mm-hmm. We've used an additional amount of the money to buy him a new wheelchair. His old wheelchair he'd had since he was about 12, so he'd well and truly grown out of that one. Mm-hmm. And the residual money is that we'll cover the undoubted costs that he will have into the future as he needs a new wheelchair or to help with some additional rehabilitation treatment. So we're keeping that in reserve because with his degree of incapacity with spina bifida, we will certainly need that.
But it's amazing that 2 years ago you did all of that, and one would have thought all of those push-ups were enough, but you're back again. Bill, tell me, what is it that inspires you to do something for a cause like this?
Oh, well, look, apart from the fact that I was in between jobs, I think it's always important to give back to the community. I've had a very blessed life as a soldier. I've travelled to many parts of the world, and whilst I've done my service, I was fortunate enough to serve mostly on peacekeeping missions. So they took me to parts of the world where I saw people in need, and I've got the capacity, as do most people, to do a little bit of good. So I thought, why not?
So now you've started out. You said it was 560 operations that you are hoping You can help?
We're trying to get 560 operations, sets of eyes, which is, by times that by 25, that's $14,000 is our target, or just simply $1 per push-up is what I'm trying to get as a collective. So in the last 3 days, I've done just under 2,500 push-ups. My arms and shoulders are beginning to feel it, I can assure you on that one. But we've raised about 800, but of course, every little bit helps. And I know you've got very generous listeners, and I would appeal to them to visit my cause website, Push-Ups for Fred, and if they can spare $25 or even, you know, $10, every little bit counts. It would be wonderful to boost the amount of money that we're raising, and it's all to good cause.
Keep puffing, keep doing those push-ups. I think it's very inspiring, whether or not you get to your desired amount of $14,000 or even whether or not you cross it. I think the very fact that you're doing it is a great source of inspiration to a lot of people, Bill. So good luck, and I will speak to you at the end of the challenge to find out exactly where you get to.
Great. Manpreet, thanks again for the support from SBS Punjabi. It's been absolutely wonderful. Thank you.
Very soon we will co-opt you as one of our Punjabi speakers, Bill Singh Sari.
I'll need some lessons, I think.
Lovely to talk to you again.
Cheers, Manpreet. Thank you.
SBS.
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 SBS. SBS Radio.